babe. Doug?
Huh?
Can you take Billy to school today? My day kind of got away from me.
Yeah. Unless there's an emergency at the office.
Oh, is there an emergency?
You know, dentists do have emergencies.
Oh.
Sometimes. We are doctors.
No, not until your LTL is under 100.
Well, Mr. Putnam, any plans this summer? What'd he say?
He said we're taking an African safari.
Africa? I don't think I've been out of Cincinnati in 12 years.
You owe it to yourself to get out and enjoy life. You can't just live to work. You need excitement.
Come on, don't be a baby. It'll suck the spots off a Dalmatian. All right. What they call this thing? One powerful little sucker. That's the brand name. It's unbelievable. See that? I have plenty of excitement in my life. Thank you, Mrs. Putnam.
Bobby!
Karen, I asked for no disturbances.
I need to talk to you, Bobby.
Technically, I'm at the office right now.
And technically, you're in our guest bedroom.
Look, I know, baby. I just gotta finish this chapter, right?
I know, but you know what? I have to go to a job that actually makes us money, and I'm late. So, what we should be doing? Come on, Bobby. I gotta get to work, okay? Oh, wait. I forgot my cell phone. Stay.
Hey, Daddy. Listen.
Whoa. No, inside voice. Inside voice.
Shut up. God, it's like living with a car alarm that shits.
Whoa. What are you doing trying to leave the house wearing that? You look like an Eskimo hooker.
Dad, that's the point.
You want to look like a hooker?
Dad, you are so lame.
It's hard for kids to respect the man that don't do none of the provide. In my day, the ladies stayed home, not the lazy men.
In your day, the men had pyramids to build. How old is that? Well, listen, I'm in complete control of my... No.
Hush. Come.
How come she gets quiet when you say something to her?
Because you, my darling, have no control. Baby, I know your how-to book is going to be a huge success someday. But do you remember what day today is?
No.
See, we had agreed that you would take a year off to pursue this little fantasy of yours, but that year is up. Now, you and I had a deal.
Come on, baby. Stressful cases, clients under duress. I'm tired of dealing with shit all the time. Besides, how do we even know they'll take me back?
Because I called.
You serious?
The firm is ecstatic to have you back, Bobby. You got a 9 o'clock appointment.
You call the firm?
Yeah, men's room. Some truck driver must have crapped an entire cow in there, man. Good luck. I didn't want to give him the key, but I didn't trust my instincts. I saw my father shot. I never cried until today. I got robbed yesterday, and I know now, your job is the battle.
Internet open.
I think I have to research alternative specs.
Searching alternative specs. 2 million websites found.
What?
GrannyLove.org. Want Granny to take her teeth out?
On your blood.
I'm sorry.
Enjoy the animal.
Granny's gonna spank your bottom.
All kinds of bottom. Who fixed that?
Or not. Well, I can't. Looks like it's just you and me.
Hello?
Okay, Larry, so what are you trying to tell me?
You're broke.
Well, how does that work?
That means you've spent everything you had, then you spent some more. This is right here. Nothing. Zero.
You know what? Maybe it's time for my wife, the supermodel, to start paying for some things. I mean, for once in her life.
You're getting divorced. Why would she pay?
Divorce, going broke. You think I'm falling apart, don't you?
Not going broke. You are broke.
Okay.
The door's behind you.
No, you listen to me, Toby. You're not going to push me around. Look, we agreed on a price, and that's a price I'm going to pay. You got it? And if you don't like it, just walk away. And I'll tell you this, you can kiss your business goodbye. Because if you screw with Woody Stevens, you go down hard. You got that? What? No, money is not a problem. Don't insult me. Don't insult me. Money's never a problem. You just have to honor the correct price. You got that? What? Well, then go home, Toby. You make me sick.
I can't do this many leads for $10. It'll take hours!
Well, you should have thought of that before you put that flyer on the telephone pole saying, Annie Yard for $10. Come on, let's talk. Let's talk like men, okay? Well, what's the problem?
Money's the problem!
Grow up, Toby! I hate you!
I hate you! Moron!
Cal, it's me!
Hey, Bill.
You want to shoot some hoops or something before I take my ride?
No, thanks.
Hey, babe. How's work?
Great.
Hello? Cool, I'll ask right now. Hey, Mom, can I play ball with Stu and his dad?
Of course you can.
Cool, thanks. Here, dude, I'll be right over, okay? All right, bye.
Bill, I just asked you a couple seconds ago if you want to play ball. You said no.
Oh, yeah, I mean, Stu's dad is awesome. He can totally dunk.
The hoop's, what, 8 feet above the ground? Anybody could dunk that.
Well, see you guys later.
Doug, I am so sorry. No, I had no idea.
Wonderful. You didn't know. What do I got to do to relate to my son?
Thanks, Woody. I feel really safe with you.
I noticed that. And if you ever lay your head on my back again when you're riding, bitch, I'll throw you in the traffic.
I was just trying to keep the wind off my face.
I felt you smell my neck.
Guys, could we? Did you smell that man's neck?
His cologne is fantastic. It's musky with an oaky finish. Like a lawyer cowboy.
Oh, you cowboy.
Wild hogs aren't welcome here.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Hey, guys.
It's Paul.
Hey, Woody. Just waiting on those K-1s to your tax returns. Yeah. We also need to talk about that offshore incorporated thing.
Yeah, well, I'll give you a call.
Okay, I'll set up lunch, or we could do a day at the spa. Now, that was fun.
I don't remember that.
That's your wine cooler, Dad.
Oh, sweet. Thanks.
I'll see you hogs in hell.
I'll make it.
Okay. That was scary, Paul. Good work.
See you later.
I'm not coming here anymore.
But this is a wild hog tradition.
We're not wild hogs. We're like wild lambs. It's just a patch that Doug's wife made. We sewed it on our jackets so she wouldn't feel bad.
Is that a fact?
Yeah.
Well, what has your wife ever made us?
Hog.
I'll say she's good looking.
Show some respect.
Come on, that's what your wife does. She's a swimsuit model, and a good one, I mean. She is hot.
Okay, here's a question. What are we doing here?
Having beers like we do every week.
No. Bigger picture. Life, man. What do we have to look forward to? But writing formation, the Labor Day parade, is that it?
I'm really looking forward to the parade. I got Tootsie Rolls I can throw to the kids.
Oh.
Tootsie Rolls that he can throw to the kids. Man, you can't even put on your turn signal without busting your ass.
Look, let's put some real miles on those bikes.
Road trip?
Yeah, a road trip. Just us. No rules. No Tootsie Rolls. Just us, the wind, the road to the Pacific. You know, we camp out for a week whenever we want, wherever we want. That's freedom, man.
As long as we stop at some Wi-Fi hotspots, count me in.
You're in?
Yep.
All right.
I can't get the time off of work. You know, I'm a doctor.
You're a dentist. But in college, man, he'd have been packed already. I'm not kidding. You know, and on a bike, he's fearless. He was fearless.
Yeah, well,
this guy, we call him the Golden Knight. Where's that guy? I want to see that guy again.
That guy's married now. And that guy used to get high a lot.
What's Claudia going to say about this?
Nothing. She's in the Bahamas doing some swimsuit thing for Sports Illustrated. Look, if not now, when?
Y'all know me. I'm the first to get buck wild.
No, you're not. You're just afraid to ask your wife.
True. I said true.
Come on. This is it. On the edge, we're living. You know, St. Elmo's Fire, the Wild Bunch. You know, Deliverance.
Deliverance.
Hey, dudes. We're going to ride as an American flag in the parade this year. Each guy in our chapter is a star.
Oh, what?
I get sick.
Well, who's going to do the stripes?
The Lyman Middle School majorettes.
Oh, boy. Hey, Doug, we're really living now, huh? I hope we don't get hit by a straight baton. You know what? I'm out of here. I'm going with you guys or without you guys. You know what I mean? Take your smelly D's, whatever. Good night.
Boy, go. I said I'd go.
But come on back.
Oh, I almost forgot. We're also going to be wearing these black ribbons in honor of Tom Peterson. He died last week. Boom, just like that. Anyway, you'll be missed.
Tom Peterson. You remember that guy? He was our age.
Oh, yeah, thanks. So, how was your ride?
I don't know. All Woody did was yap about taking some stupid cross-country trip.
So do you want to talk about going on this trip?
I could go on a cross-country trip. I just can't walk away from work anytime I want.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. It's just as well. You know, road trips probably aren't the best thing for a guy your age. I mean, it's got to be really inconvenient, you know, a bunch of middle-aged guys having to get off their bikes every 20 minutes or so to take a pee.
My age? What kind of crack is that? What's wrong with my age? I mean, gee, it talks like I'm not right here, you know?
Doug, I'm joking.
No, you know what I think? I think you think I'm a boring guy. I'm old and I'm boring now. I've become lame. I think everybody thinks that at this table. I'm lame. I'm just lame. Admit it. I'm lame.
Doug, calm down.
No, I'm not going to calm down. Because you know what I think calming down means is another word for lame. Doug. I'm not lame. You know, I'm wild and free. Wild and free and a man. A man that likes to eat meat. I'm tired of not eating meat. Meat's good. Good for men. And potatoes. I like potatoes, and I like gravy on my potatoes. Yum, yum! I'm living wild. I'm living good. And it feels good, baby.
Well, no, Dad. You're LDL.
What are LDLs? I miss butter. You know why I miss butter? The French think butter is just like cheese. They eat it just like this. Right off the stick. I'm your friend who never won a major battle. They know how to eat. I'm living, and it feels great!
Doug, are you okay?
Are you okay, Dad?
No!
Just spit it out.
I'm all right.
Dad, just spit it out. Come on. Breathe.
I am not all right.
Well, Mr. Madsen.
Dr. Madsen.
Oh, really great. Well, then I can put this a little more simply.
Looks like you had a catecholamine-induced supraventricular tachyarrhythmia.
I'm actually a dentist, so I have no idea what you just said.
Stress-induced panic attack.
I'm not stressed.
Well, your body says otherwise. You know, we see this a lot in middle-aged men.
I'm not middle-aged.
We hear that a lot, too. How about we get you out of here in just a few minutes?
I am a middle-aged man, aren't I?
Only mathematically. I think you need to let off some steam. You used to love to travel. No, Doug, you used to play hockey. You were a crazy man. You don't even sing annoying 80s music anymore.
It's different now. You know, I had to slow down for you and Billy.
Oh, so I'm the one who did this to you?
I'm in a hospital. It's a lot easier for me right now to blame other people for my problems.
But I think you should go on that trip. If you don't, I will fire up the hog and go with the guys.
Woody doesn't even have a plan.
He never does.
It's like taking a trip to nowhere.
Maybe that's exactly what you need.
What up?
Hey.
Hey. Look here, 8:30, guys.
Hey.
Look here. Karen called, okay? I'm at a toilet bowl seminar in Cleveland. Hey, no, serious. I need y'all to cover for me, man, all right?
Yeah, sure. What? What? What are you looking at?
I got a tat.
Come on.
Well, hell just froze over.
Let's see it.
I'm a biker, dude. I got a tat.
It's an apple.
Dudley, you know,
I know. Trademarked. But what are they going to say? It's in my skin, bitch. You guys aren't going to wear helmets?
Maybe I don't want to wear a helmet. Maybe I don't want anything between me and the road.
You will if your head falls on it. Woody, 62% of all motorcycle fatalities could be prevented with the use of an improved DOT helmet.
Is that right?
What is that leather condom going to protect you from? Snoopy? The Red Baron. How about dating?
Hey.
Liked it.
There are no rules on this trip, remember? We're just heading for the Pacific, and there ain't no plans.
Right, well, we got a week to do this, right? So I figure we got to be in Illinois by tonight.
Well, the way I mapped it out, we should be 100 miles past St. Louis by sundown.
What did I say? I said it's the open road, okay? Who knows where we're going to be?
I know where we're going to be. Dudley hooked me up. Check out this thing. It's a GPS in my phone now. Look at that thing.
Shit, let me see that.
Yeah.
Cool, look at that.
What are you... Hey, numbnuts, what'd you do that for?
For the good of the trip. You don't need a GPS to discover America. You need a bike and you need the road, okay? Freedom. And if we have an emergency, I got a cell phone.
Oh, you don't.
What? Hey, why'd you do that? I got all my data in there.
Well, how does that feel, Woody?
Feels good. Woo! It's my prerogative. No cell phone.
Wait a minute. Let's
come on.
Doug, he's right.
No, wait.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah, wild hogs, baby. Wild hogs.
You just did that so Karen wouldn't call you.
Exactly.
Come on, give it up. So we're not going to discuss this. We're not even going to think about this?
No, don't.
We need one.
Wait a minute!
We got to go.
Set. Bobby, I got two words for you. Foot pump.
Woody, I got four words for you. Got a cheap ass wife.
Hey, guys. This is poop, so don't eat it.
Oh, God.
Excuse me. Mr. Hard Drive, you're supposed to bury it, not put it in a bag.
This is plastic. I'm not going to put it in the earth. I'll find a garbage can tomorrow.
So you going to sit right next to me with that doo-doo?
Hey, come on. Didn't get any better than this. Sitting around a fire, chilling with your best friends, just relaxing and enjoying.
I'm sorry, Dudley. You gotta bury that thing. Otherwise, I'll vomit in your lap.
Each other's company.
All right. I'll hang it from a tree so the bears don't get it.
No, don't hang it in a tree.
Why not?
Because bears don't eat shit. What's up?
Did you ever wake up and wonder what happened to your life? I really had such great plans. My life and my work would be an adventure. You know, all of a sudden I'm a suburban dentist.
Hey, look, Doug, I feel your pain, man. Look, I swore I would never return to a job where I had to wear condoms on my shoe.
You're still at the firm?
Yeah. I get yelled at by an ungrateful wife all night. The whole thing has made me...
a wimp.
I was going to say miserable. Did you think I'm a wimp?
No, I thought you were going to say wimp, so I just filled it in.
You're a wimp, Bobby. I'll say it. I mean, you're afraid of women. It's kind of embarrassing.
I'm afraid of women.
You're afraid to talk to women. Bobby's afraid they'll kill him in his sleep.
Wow. No, I'm really afraid of women.
Well, at least one of us is living the fairy tale. Right, Woody? Plenty of money, travel all the time. You got the swimsuit model for a wife. At least one of us has got it made.
Well, one man's fairy tale is another man's nightmare. You think that the marshmallow is done, Doug?
Hey, look at that. Anybody want the first marshmallow? It's starting to look like Dudley's helmet. All right.
I think I'm halfway there.
Oh, in only 1 hour.
Hey, Bobby, you sure you want to do that? You can just use one of the spare bags you got in the...
There it is! Hey, Doug, go get the water jug out of my bag! This is the wrong jug.
Oh, God. It's supposed to be flame retardant.
Guess it wasn't deadly retardant.
But my drawers are burning. Oh, perfect.
Keeping my face out of the wind.
Hey. Oh. Boy, my ass is sore.
Mine too. It's Woody's fault for riding us so hard yesterday. The human body wasn't made to straddle something that big for that long.
Well, you know, it's gonna hurt a little bit. That's all part of the experience. That's why we didn't bring our wives.
What the hell? Somebody wanna explain to me why I'm the one in the dirt? When I got sore jaws from 3 hours of blowing.
Please. Please, for the love of God, finish your sentence.
Let's see, what the... exactly do we have here? We've got 1, 2, 3 men in a bed. Spooning?
This is not what it looks like. This is, do we have, what is it, Woody?
Camping. I'll tell you just exactly what it is there, Poindexter. It is 4 counts of indecent exposure, 2 counts of lewd, lascivious behavior, and 1 count of pure jealousy.
Huh?
How you doing?
Hey, hello, Po.
Thanks for waking us up, officer. You know,
keep going, guys. Gotta get going. That's terrific.
So 5's a crowd, is that what I'm gleaning here? 5's an uneven number. Figure it out. Yeah, you guys can't see it, can you? You're too close. You don't realize how lucky you are to have each other. Oh, Daddy.
Damn lucky.
I've always felt so.
I know what you've felt. I have too. Thank you.
wearing pants?
No.
Would you please put some pants on, for God's sake?
What a nice guy.
Oh, yeah. Woo! Anybody else got to take a leak?
No.
Hey, guys, last stop for quite a while. I gotta pee again now.
Here. Gentlemen, that's the real deal.
Thanks for waiting for me, jerks.
Yoo-hoo! Whoa, it's cold.
What? Why are you naked?
We're swimming.
Did you guys keep your skivvies on?
Yeah, there could be snapping turtles or something in here.
I kept mine on because I didn't want it to get dark in here.
I don't know. I thought we were doing this wild and free thing.
Yeah, well. More like old and lame, isn't it? The high guy would have just ripped him right off, you know, back in the day.
But the day's today, isn't it?
This isn't necessary.
Come on. Huh? You see what you done started? You even got dug out of the drawers. What the hell, you know what I mean? But everybody keep their distance. I don't want the whole size thing to ruin our friendship. The launch in mine. Over your head, baby.
Come on.
Huh? Fine. I will get naked with my gay friends, and if any of them look at my junk, I will kill them.
Gentlemen, these are the good old days.
Ew!
Come on, kid! Come on!
Oh, no.
That smells like Uncle Eddie.
Oh, hell no.
Hope you guys don't mind some company. Minivan is getting a little crowded.
You know, there's a much shallower creek for kids just up the canyon there a little bit.
No, my kids like to dive. Marky, show this guy your dive.
No!
Put your arms out like this. He does a backflip.
Don't do that. It's not a good idea.
Oh, hello. You gentlemen like potato salad? We've got extra.
But you might want to eat that way over there. Less ants than snakes.
The kids are coming.
No. Whoa. Guys, you can't swim over here. Crawfish. Big crawfish. They're snapping it.
Crawfish? Let me see if I can catch one.
See? He's looking for crawfish.
He's going to find a couple of them.
Where is he?
Marky, Cooper, Ava, let's get out of the water. Find a new spot.
Why, you? This is such a nice... Oh, my God.
I didn't want to do this.
Out of the water, now!
Kids, listen to your dad.
Oh, we just lost you!
Get out of the damn water, now! Run, run, run! Go!
Come on!
What's wrong with these kids? Come on, go!
I'll bet her potato salad is really good. Oh.
Maybe we should go.
Yeah, let's go.
Why, they ain't coming back.
Fellas!
Hey, get up out there.
More room for us, huh? Come on. You like what you see? Huh?
Let's get involved. That's what I'm talking about.
I saw your bikes over there and I... Chicken fights, fellas? No?
Plan B. Mark, go.
Follow.
Mark. Marco. Marco.
Thank you so much. And I left a window open, all right?
It's got an emblem to it, FLH emblem. That is rare, man. Rare.
You see this?
Oh, man, that's beautiful.
How do I do?
My legs are asleep.
How about this one?
Yeah.
You guys want beers?
It is beautiful.
Ooh, nice cat.
Where'd you get it?
Leavenworth. You? Meadow Hills Galleria.
I don't think I've ever seen you guys around here before. What's your...
Hey.
Wild hog.
Yeah.
That the name of your little gang?
It's not a gang. We're just friends riding from Cincinnati to the coast.
Hey, man.
We in your seat?
No.
No, because we...
No. We roll. No. No. I insist. Sit.
Sit?
I insist. I think I'm going to join you fellas.
Actually, we have a...
Yeah, let's join them. Make yourself some nice new friends.
Nice patch. You get your grandmother to needlepoint that for you?
Well, what's going on with you there, Cochise? What's your story? Well, what is that supposed to be? Is he blind?
He was when he walked in here.
Hey, I'm talking to you! You hear me?
He can hear fine. Look, we don't want any trouble.
I do. Edgy, that's what I'm looking forward to the most.
That's what he's looking forward to.
Shut up.
You looking for trouble?
You gotta be careful about Bobby here.
His temper's like a Roman candle. Yeah,
that's a damn lie. On the other hand, Woody over here, you get him mad, people get broke.
Doug makes kids cry.
What?
Yeah, you make kids cry. You made my child cry. Your kid was crying before she got to me.
Oh, yeah, but I asked you to give her a lollipop and it calms her
you
down.
You can't get
her. All right, shut up!
You know what? I think we better get out of here.
No, we'll get out of here at sundown after we've had our beverage.
Sundown, Hoss?
These are on me. You got the mocha lattes yesterday. Hey, brother.
Another wild hog.
Yep.
Yep, a Rooney. That's our gang. Hey, who owns that 48 panhead outside?
That's my 48.
Sweet ride.
And I'm sick of it.
How about a trade there, brother?
Dudley. Dudley.
Brother, I wish. I'm just on a Sportster. It's worth like half of what yours is.
A Sportster? I flew up on a Sportster. I've been wanting another Sportster.
No. It's even better than that. In the gas tank is one of my shoelaces. I dropped it in there when I was trying to get my calculator watch out.
Dudley?
Dudley.
Dudley? You got a deal.
Seriously?
Think about it. He's not going to trade the bike.
Dudley, I want to see what you look like on that.
You're on.
Dudley!
Open it. Come on. Yo, check this out. Does anybody else get that pre-rate feeling?
I do.
Oh, this is great.
No. This is Joker's panhead.
I thought we were talking about this one.
Hey, your panhead is over here.
Yeah, I was talking about it.
No. I got a better one for you. It's right over here. The red one, the panhead.
Where?
Right, that's a panhead. You know where the panhead's?
That?
Yeah.
It's a pile of junk.
Yeah. That's your pile of junk.
He's joking.
You want to know the joke? The joke is suburban assholes who buy leather outfits who think they're bikers. And it's a joke that I'm damn sick of. You want to know who a real biker is? Damian Blade. He founded the Del Fuegos, and he built this bar for real bikers, not this.
Hey, we have a right to be
bikers. You don't have any right. Shut up. I knew you assholes the minute I laid eyes on you. Look at the four of you.
You don't know us.
You don't think I know you? Well, you're probably a podiatrist or an ear, nose, and throat specialist.
I wish.
Orthodontist?
Oh, close enough.
And you, Bobby, guaranteed you're henpecked, right? Your wife wears the pants.
You know my wife?
And you anal retentive wimp. Guarantee you bag your own shit.
Wow, you're good. What color am I thinking of?
Shut up!
And you're the biggest poser of them all. Aren't you squinty?
Go home. Just go home. Go home. You couldn't handle this freedom anyhow. Get out of here. Go back to your safe little lives.
All right, guys, let's get our bikes. We'll get out of here.
Do you not listen to what I'm saying? I'm taking your friend's bike, and you guys are going to hit the road and go back to wherever the hell it is that you came from. Do you understand?
I'm just saying we're going to have to work something out.
All right. Let's work something out. Keep on chewing.
Break?
What's up, man?
What's up?
Bullshit, man. We should go back there and get Dudley's bike.
That's why we're stopping? What are you, nuts? What we're gonna do is call the police. I gotta borrow somebody's cell phone.
Einstein had his throwers away, remember?
Hey, look, man, damn the bike. He's just gonna have to roll with that little sidecar.
Right.
Let's just get up out of here, man.
Oh, come on. The trip is over because some tattooed bullies pushed us around.
Yeah.
I go where you go.
Good. See? He's got balls.
No. I mean, my sidecar's attached to your bike. I'd rather turn back, but honestly, how far could I roll?
I'm not going to let this happen to him. I say we go back and we get his bike.
You?
Yeah.
Well, who died and elected you, Pope? This isn't about Dudley, is it? This is about you. You, all through high school. It's always been about you, and I am sick of it.
Oh, screw you, Doug. You know, it's not my fault you hate your life.
I love my life.
Let me tell you something. This trip was supposed to be about adventure, but no. You're too busy dragging your baggage around to let that happen.
No, thank you, Dr. Freud. Look, I'm not going back to get that bike to satisfy your bruised ego. Are you guys with me? Oh, I'm with you.
Yeah, I agree.
There you go, Woody. We're not going back there with you.
Should we go after him?
Probably.
Are we going to?
Nope.
So I take an attack. Reality. So I said to him, okay, assault us. No problem. Because we may not be real bikers, but we know real lawyers. And as soon as you touch us, we'll sue you for everything you got and everything you're going to have. And they backed down. They totally backed down. It was awesome.
You really said that?
Yeah.
My man.
Yeah.
Show me love. Show me love. Hey, guess what? The trip's back on.
Back
on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, Woody, we're going to go back that way then?
Yeah, they don't care. Just do it before they change their minds.
Pacific Ocean, here we come.
Woo!
My soul needs something to drink.
I need gas.
Let's get gas at the next station. Come on, wild hogs. Let's go.
Did I miss the espresso stop?
He's cool.
They should have had a sign that said last gas, X amount of miles.
I need something to drink. I'm thirsty. I also am going to die.
You know, I keep saving my spit, so it's like a drink of water. It just keeps tasting like my spit.
They say you could get something to drink out of cactus, right? Where the cactus is? We're in a desert. They don't have no damn cactuses.
Yeah. Actually, I think when it's plural, it's cacti.
I'm killing him.
You're going to kill him?
Hey, we're all thinking it, okay? We're going to need the nourishment. He'll put up the least struggle.
Move out of the way. You love Dudley. It's the sun. It's making us all crazy.
You're right, man. My bad, You know, I don't know what came over me.
Dehydration. Your blood's thickening, so your heart's working harder to pump it through your arteries. Less gets to your head. Our bodies are literally trying to drink themselves.
All right, I'm killing them.
Guys, wait a minute. Look, I got a sign up here. Look. Curve of the road. Read it.
Madrid? Spain?
No, it's Madrid. That's what the locals say. I Googled it.
Could be water, food, and gas. We're going to live. We going to live. We going to live, baby.
It's closed. There's a diner up here. The diner's open. Come on.
Give me a drink, quick. We need water.
Quick.
Oh, shit. Come on.
Me.
Ida. Who are you?
They were just here 3 weeks ago, and they're already getting violent. I got it. Would you gentlemen like a seat?
Is our booth open?
What is it? What?
A nice town.
So,
you like the waitress?
I wanted to say something funny to her, but all I could think of was black jokes.
Like which ones?
I forget.
Won't you tell the one that ends with you getting your ass whooped?
Would that be funny?
I'll be laughing. Oh, I'll be cracking up.
That's the law.
You boys here for the chili festival?
You have a problem? You look like you just saw something explode or something. We're just passing through, man.
The people around here don't want any more trouble. And me, I got no problem with you, Del Fuegos, as long as you boys could stay sober.
No. We're not associated with those assholes.
You're not?
No.
For real?
Yeah.
Folks, they're not Del Fuegos.
Are the Del Fuegos a problem around here?
Only if you expect them to pay for a meal they just ate or a beer they just drank.
Well, you won't have any problems with us.
No.
Then welcome to Madrid.
Excuse me, Sheriff? The Del Fuegos?
Yeah.
Okay, now, how often might they come through this town?
Well, once every few months.
Oh?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the gas station, now when would that be open?
That's closed on Sunday, so tomorrow morning. But, you know, maybe you should seriously consider spending the night. Because we're having the world's hottest chili contest. The chili festival is not something you want to miss. Last year, somebody's throat actually started to bleed.
Oh, damn! Somebody's throat started to bleed?
Yeah, it changed their life. That's great. Think about it.
We gotta get out of this town, man. This town's a drag. We gotta move on. We gotta find a way out.
Woody, chill out, man. We finally get a chance to relax.
Yeah. And being able to use the bathroom, that might be a good idea.
And I can empty my poop bag.
Are you gonna reuse the bag?
Woody, remember the theme of this trip? Whatever, remember? Whatever.
Okay, fine. Fine. We'll stay the night, and then we'll get gas in the morning, okay?
Calm down. I just don't understand what your rush is.
Not in a rush. Man, I just want to ride, man. I just want to ride. You know, ride, Sally, ride. You are so weird. Yes, though. You say the weirdest things, man. You're just like, you're digging the roots, buying real estate and shit. Yeah, why don't you just... What? What? Right? They could be in any of these towns by now, right around here. Right? But we're going to find them. We're going to get them.
I don't know, Jack. By my calculations, I'm thinking, you know, if they're 4 hours ahead of us...
Shut up! Anybody else want to tell me how hard this is going to be? Huh? Any other naysayers? Good. I want you to break up into two-man teams. You call me when you find them.
I'm just a bachelor, looking for a partner, someone who knows how to ride without even falling off. Gotta be compatible, take me to my limits, girl, when I break you off.
Oh snap, a softball pitch. I gotta win something for my girl.
Wait a minute, you think you're good at this?
Oh, I know I'm good at this. Hey, on my little league team, they used to call me Bullseye Bobby.
Yeah.
Because I had pinpoint control.
Right.
144 innings and never walked a single batter, baby.
Watch me work, baby.
Here you go.
How you doing?
All right.
Good luck.
All right, Bullseye Bobby, folks. Bullseye Bobby, baby.
Well, that's probably been, what, 28 years, Bullseye?
Excuse me?
Never mind.
So you like chili?
Oh, yeah. Not the hot stuff. But you put a nice mild turkey chili in front of me?
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna eat it.
Well, that's too bad, because I wanted you to try mine, but it's pretty hot.
No, I'll try it. I like your kind of hot. In your chili. The chili hot. Food hot. That's the kind of hot I want to kiss. Eat.
Okay. You sure you can handle it?
Handle it? I'm a biker.
What you call him?
Bullseye Bobby.
Bullseye Bobby, baby.
Yeah, bullseye.
Yep. Oh. Guess that counts as a walk.
I'm gonna sit.
I know you like me.
I know you like me.
I know you do.
I know you do.
That's why whenever I come around, she's all over you.
Mmm. Smooth. Tasty. Ooh. Spice.
It's a little hotter as it sits in your throat there. You okay? You want some of this to cool you down? Don't worry, your throat won't actually bleed. I understand.
Mother of God, my swollen hot lava!
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me?
144 innings, you never hit anybody in the crotch like that.
Not on purpose, no.
All right, you all right?
Yeah, it's good fastball.
Hey. I'd like you boys to meet my deputies, Earl and Buck Duple.
How are you, Earl?
I'm Earl. He's Buck.
Earl Buck.
Now, just remember, brother with the word ear in his name has got both on his head. Yeah, I can only say that because I'm on his right side, which, as you can see, is mostly blown off.
You say something, Earl?
No, I did not.
Needless to say, we don't carry firearms anymore. I mean, sometimes you pull them out, you think they're not loaded, and then sometimes...
They blow your deputy's ear off.
Yeah. So what brings you boys on this trip anyway?
Well, firstly, we had to get away, okay? And secondly, you know, you just never know how many more summers you've got left, do you?
Wow. That's deep. I just came on this trip, you know, hoping to reclaim the old Doug, you know?
You know, I know exactly what you mean. You know, you can never let life get too stagnant or too safe. Every now and then you got to do what we folks around here like to call slap the bull.
What's slapping the bull?
That's just a little game we play to make sure your life is not controlled by fear.
Yeah, I want to do that.
Oh, come on, guys. We're exhausted. I think we should just put the bikes in back of the hotel in a shed with the doors closed, perhaps, and then play Scrabble in the room with the shades down.
Look, MB, maybe we want to do something else here in Mayberry.
Hey, Bobby, how about a little bull slap?
It sounds like something I could win at.
Yeah,
I'll take a little bull slap.
Yeah, look, bull slap for everybody. Come on.
Line them up. Let's have a little bull slap.
We'll do it.
So literally, we're going to slap a bull.
Yep. Right on the ass.
And then you're going to want to hightail it out of there.
Why?
Because he can kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Hey, man, I thought this was a drinking game.
Yeah, you know, yeah, a lot of animals I would slap. But, I chicken. I'd slap a chicken or a goat, maybe. A ferret I'd slap, you know. But I'm not going to slap a bull.
Oh, come on, Doug. It's your idea. Get in there.
I didn't know we had to slap something. Look at the nuts on that thing.
Come on.
It's not safe, Woody.
Oh, it's not safe. You know what? You snooze, you lose. I'm going.
You getting ready to do that?
Yep.
Oh!
Jackass. Go ahead, Woody.
Hope you're wearing a cup.
Right on the head.
He looks confident.
Easy.
On the ass, that was awesome. Who's next?
Doug? Doug?
Yeah, no, that'd be you.
Come on, Doug, do it.
You know, you could. That's really an
Doug. Go.
Come on, man.
Handle your business.
It's easy.
I'm not gonna.
Yeah, come on, it's fun. Old days, Doug. Old days.
All right. I'm gonna slap a ball. I'm gonna slap that ball.
There you go.
Slap it right there in the rear end, huh?
Right on the hind haunches.
Yeah, this is so good for Doug.
Actually, it's good for all of us.
Yeah. Hey, Charlie, thanks for bringing us here, man.
Sure. Glad we could help.
Yeah, and we never seen it done twice in a rope.
What?
It'll be interesting to see how the bull takes being slapped now that he's alert.
Mm-hmm.
Alert?
About you, baby, I'm a one desire.
Hey, look, it's Charlie.
He threw Bobby 10 feet in the air. It was awful.
Hey, man, that damn bull kept following me around.
You think it was my cologne?
What are you wearing, rodeo clown?
Oh, so now you got jokes?
You would, you know, I apologize for saying you had ego issues earlier today, all right?
I'm sorry I called you a pussy.
You didn't call me a pussy.
No, not to your face, but that's what I was thinking.
Okay. That'll be just saying how much fun this trip turned out to be.
I was so close this time, so close.
What's the matter, Dudley?
The waitress. I think she likes me.
Good.
No, it's not good. She told me to meet her on the dance floor.
So? Go dance.
I can't go on the dance floor. You know what I'd look like. The music moves me, but it moves me ugly.
Do the sprinkler thing you did at my
wedding.
Yeah,
the sprinkler.
No, I can't do the sprinkler. I need to...
No.
Yes.
I said no. Why don't we keep it simple? Why don't we just, we'll do the Lindy.
All right.
I'll be the guy, you be the girl. There we go. And it's just, remember,
you're
it's
right.
One and two, three and four. And turn her around.
Okay,
start
do
over
two there. Times and then...
Whatever you want.
I'll be the guy.
You the guy. Okay. I'll be the girl.
Ready?
And one and two, three and four. One and two, and three and four. Turn me around.
Oh, yeah. Now we're doing it.
Oh, okay. That's enough.
No,
that's
wait,
a
wait.
Good lesson.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's enough.
That's just a pocket knife.
There she is. You ready? Go.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I'm ready.
You're ready. Come on. Go.
Just expired.
Hey, it's Murdoch.
Tell me you found them.
We did. They're in Madrid.
Ah, good. Good, 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 good. I like Madrid. The ground is soft enough to bury them in.
You want us to smack them around a little?
No. Listen to me. You just make sure they stay there, okay? But do not touch them. They're mine. I want to feel their bones break under my fist.
Sounds like a good beating, Jack. We'll leave them for you, then.
Anyone else want some wild hog for breakfast?
Yeah! You expect me to pay for this piss-warm beer? Here, you can have it back.
We drink piss, we drink it cold!
What? Wait, guys.
We don't drink piss!
Hey, Woody,
maybe it's time to give these guys another one of your famous talks.
We just avoid them, guys, okay? I've handled this legally. We should just go.
You know what? I'm talking to these assholes this time.
No, Bobby,
you shouldn't have to do it twice.
No.
You took care of them the last time, and I just sat there. This time, you know what? They won't see Rage. Watch.
Bobby.
Whoa! Asshole! Oh, you boys got a hell of a lot of trouble coming. You know that, right? I'm going to tell you again, like my friend told you. Stupid ass, cracker ass, inbred buddies.
Did you just say cracker?
Cracker ass.
Oh, perfect.
You touch us, and we'll sue your ass so hard, you'll be taking out a loan just to piss. Now, if that ain't clear enough for you,
Maybe this is.
Splash.
Got him. Did I get him?
Splash.
Let me get you on top of that.
Well, you crossed a little line right there.
No.
It ain't worth it, man. Jack will kill us if we touch him.
Yeah, break some of that up. Got a little treat for you. Huh? Break a little out.
Oh. Oh.
Can you hear that? Can you hear that?
That's not a discussion, is it?
No, that's a lawsuit.
Oh, look at
that.
That's going to stink.
You boys look like you belong on a couple of hot dogs. Now, if there's any other Del Fuegos that need that message repeated, you tell them that the Wild Hogs are right here in Madrid, baby, ready to explain it again. You got that? I said you got that!
Oh, sweet mother of mercy!
He don't want it. He don't want it. I'm hungry.
Broken windows, you guys saved this town.
Sheriff, it's the least we can do for our new friends here in Madrid.
Right, Bobby?
Wild Hogs! Wild Hogs!
That's some good work you did there, Bobby.
Hey, thank you, Sheriff. Now, look, you know, if you need something done, just come to me. You know what I mean? Because I will beat shit down. Let's say them peanuts are bothering you. Huh? I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. What the sheriff tell you? What the town people tell you? What the... You know what I mean? Ain't got no problem with it, Sheriff. Ain't got no problem with it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all right.
Great.
Right, Willie?
Huh?
You all right? I'm going to call Kelly. Remind her just what kind of stud she married.
Yeah. You do that.
Hey, Bobby, next time I handle those bozos, hey, the Wrath of Dudley, Wild Hogs!
In New Mexico, we actually slapped the bull.
Slapped it right on the ass.
Doug, you have no idea how turned on I am right now, but please, just be careful.
Yeah, we're like celebrities here, where Bobby is.
Man, I'll crush some cashews.
Macadamia nut.
Oh, macadamia nut, I'll kick it out the park.
Hey, and guess who dropped by to say hello? Karen. Yeah, I think she's feeling a little lonely. Who's that? Oh, it's Doug. He says they're all having a great time on the road trip.
Kelly, don't tell her about the...
Road trip!
Hey, Dudley, don't you want to come inside?
I'm fine. I'm just going to sit out here for a little while, I think.
Okay. You okay?
I'm fine. I'm... No, the truth is I'm not okay. The truth is I like you a lot, Maggie.
I'm liking you a lot, too.
See, that's what I was afraid of. That you would like me without knowing, without me telling you. I'm not a cool biker, Maggie. I'm not a cool anything. I'm a computer programmer. I'm just a geek. I'm sorry if you thought I was somebody that I'm not.
You're not a geek. You're a lot of fun. And you're really honest. You're the kind of guy that's hard to find.
Try again. One more time.
All right, Bobby, all gassed up.
All gassed up, baby.
All right, let's get deadly. Let's go.
Clyde, what's up, baby? But you know no good. All right, okay, man.
Wait a minute. We're going to high altitudes. I think we should check our tire pressure.
Oh, no, no, little buddy. We got to ride. We got to get going, okay? We got new experiences and new locations, right?
We can't leave, man. I'm like the mayor of this town. My people need me.
I said we're leaving.
Hey, guys. We decided we want to have breakfast here.
Killen, hey, cowboy, let's saddle up, okay? You're burning daylight. Let's go.
You got a problem with hanging around this town a few more minutes?
Do I look like I have a problem? Do I?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, there you go again, saying the weirdest shit. Talk to them, okay?
You serious?
Something was wrong.
Dudley, you're like, usually like, I'm all stupid, you know.
It's just not my Dudley's fault.
And then give me a piece of junk and I'm happy. And you guys are all, I'm scared. Let's get out of here.
No, it's our fault.
And now, the Dufuegos are all like, you're nothing, you know. We're real bikers.
This isn't about us. What did you do to them?
What did you do, Woody?
I cut the gas lines of their bikes. And then I...
What?
Maybe blew up their bar.
Oh, perfect.
We're dead.
Oh, no, come on. Wait a minute. That means they're just here to kill us.
No sign of them yet.
Wild Hogs! Come out, wherever you are!
I finally meet a girl, and now I'm going to die.
All the mustard and the ketchup didn't help the situation, huh?
Oh. You don't want to come out? We'll wait. There's only one road out of this town. We own it. Me and my boys will be in this lovely little diner here. Get out of here. The longer you keep us waiting, the worse it's going to get for the peaceful town of Madrid.
Jack, I'm going to ask you not to.
What'd you say, you little turd?
What'd he say?
He called him a turd.
Let's go.
Enjoy.
Okay, I made a mistake.
Woody, we could have just went home, man, and been fine.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe I don't have a home.
Claudia left me. 3 months ago she left. And I fell apart, lost my clients, and then I lost my job. And I got to sell the house, and I got to sell the car. Can't even get the lawn raked, you know? And now I just got the bike, and I got you guys. That's all I got.
So this trip is all about you running away from your miserable, screwed-up life? And you screw up our lives? Asshole!
I'm sorry about your situation, Woody, but you're a lying asshole, which is like an asshole's asshole.
Yeah, well, you know, I thought that maybe being a wild hog meant something, but clearly it doesn't. You don't care about me, and that's fine. I don't care.
It doesn't mean anything, Woody. Remember, it's just a patch my wife made.
I think we should go somewhere to yell at each other where there aren't people trying to kill us.
Hey, Maggie.
Thanks for letting us hide out in your house.
Yeah, thanks.
It's kind of hard not to when you're screaming and kicking down the door.
Hey. You okay?
Yeah. Diner's the only thing I have. If that gets destroyed, it's... But you're safe. You guys are safe.
Now, just stay put. Nobody has to go out there and be a hero.
You got that right.
You guys aren't going out there?
You're the sheriff. Why don't you go out there?
Like sheriff of a town of 500 people, I got my qualification from a course on the internet. For arms training, they just told us to play Doom.
I say we just wait it out, they'll lose interest, and they'll go.
Yeah, I agree. Wait it out. Where's Dudley?
Oh, Dudley, don't do that.
All right, you dealt with it. Let's end this. At least one of you came out to face the music. Very brave, but stupid.
I didn't come to face any music. I came here to stop you fellas from hurting this diner, which the love of my life just happens to own. So if it's gotta get ugly, I'll give you ugly.
Slipped out of my glove. Hey, is it okay if I tell people you guys did that? I should be getting back. It's late. The guys are going to be worrying.
Gosh.
No. You don't get to hide out here with us. You get to hide out outside with those crazy people that want to kill us.
They got Dudley. Look out the window.
All right, this is what's going to happen, Wild Hogs. You're going to pay a disobedience fee of $10,000 plus another $40,000 to rebuild the bar. If you want to see your friend alive again, do not call the cops. If you're not here in a half an hour to settle this, I'm going to take the fight out on your friend's legs. I'm going to break them with this tire iron.
Don't break the money. I'm a computer programmer. I don't need my legs.
Fine. I'll break his hands.
Yeah. Bring the money. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Definitely bring money.
Yeah.
Now. We need money.
Dudley went there to save the diner. Now they're going to break his hands.
No, they're not. Because we're gonna get him back.
I'll call them the highway patrol. They're going to be here in 2 hours.
Hey, man, they said no cops. Else they're going to take it out on Dudley.
We don't want to piss them off until we get him out of their hands.
Well, you know, he's not exactly in their hands now, okay?
Why not? He was sitting right...
What the...
That's me down! Why? You look good up there! You look like a piñata with red hair! I think I'm going to keep you up there till your buddies come. And then if they don't, I'm going to bust you open and we're going to see what falls out!
What are we going to do?
I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go get them.
Then you go talking crazy again. They will kill you.
I'm not talking crazy. I have 3 people left in my life that I care about. And I let you guys down. I'd rather go out there and make it go right and die doing it. Be the asshole that screwed everything up.
Hey, Woody, where are you going? Woody! Don't you know hogs running packs, baby?
Still wild hogs?
Wild hogs. Wow. All right, here's how it's got to go. I got to get up to 30 miles an hour in that short distance. There's only duct tape holding that rope on there. I'll get him by the trunk, and I'll grab him, and I'll save Dudley.
You'll need a distraction.
Together, guys. Together we can do this. I'm ready.
What?
Sure. It's going to sound kind of stupid.
What?
Before I go, I need one of you to yell. It's the golden night. You know it. You have to get in the mood.
Yeah, baby. Let's go to baby's bed.
It's the golden night.
With gusto, though.
Oh, baby! Oh!
The tape was supposed to break.
There it goes.
Is there a problem?
Come on. Burn down Damien's bar. You pull this old circus act out here. Now you're going to see what it's like when you mess with us. Burn down the diner.
Look, we can come up with the money. I got a new man in my pipe.
I did it. I cut the fuel lines. Let me deal with it. Let these guys go.
No, we're not going to pay any money, and we're not calling the cops. We're going to stand here and fight. You don't want our money. What do you need money for? You're free. You know, you're just here to get what you get from the townspeople all the time. Fear, because you're scary people. People will do anything to stay safe, including give up the biggest part of their lives, their adventure. I say, let's have a little adventure, huh? Let's fight. Let's dance, huh?
Let's do it. Enough's enough. Let's kick some Del Taco ass.
Wait. I hear you guys have a knife or scissors. A nail clipper.
All right, so how do we do this? Like high school? A little circle, huh? Oh.
Murdoch Red Tiny, 4-on-4.
No! Body or face, pretty boy.
Not the face.
I'll take you.
Thank you.
Trade back.
I got it. It's not really fair. You know, I'm kind of...
You feel about this, yeah? Huh? Bring it! What the...
Let's have a little fun, baby.
Woo!
Let's play.
Golden Club, baby!
Ow! Ow! You hit my helmet. Are you okay, man? Did you hurt your hand?
I'm actually really hurt.
No!
Don't shoot him!
Huh?
Don't shoot him!
Yeah.
I don't need to aim there.
Get out of here.
No! Nice!
Hey! I done knocked out my boy!
Come on.
Right?
That was easy. Burn down the diner.
Yeah!
Oh, good. You want some more?
I got nothing to lose. I have no wife, no job, no house. I got my friends, though. I got them till the end.
Oh! That's great.
You know what's so stupid about this? We wanted to be like you guys. You know, because what I see here... It's just a bunch of grown men whose biggest decision in life is, sleeveless or, sleeveless? Do I shit behind the rock or over there by that bush? Grown men, this is pathetic. You go ahead and kick our ass, okay? Because we're not the posers. You guys are the posers.
Ow! Yeah! Hey, do yourselves a favor and stay down!
25 years of being yelled at? Man, I ain't taking this... And I got a girlfriend. Punch that out of me, bitches. Are we doing this? Let's do it.
Kidding me, right?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you guys?
Hey, you want to keep going?
I don't think so. You're done, Jack.
You Delphicos! You are done!
And we want you out of our town now.
And who's we?
All of us.
If four people could stand up to a gang of bikers, I guess we can too.
But we'll fight you and the children of the corn too. Because if them Fuegos don't back down, this is our highway. And we're going to defend our highway.
Wrong, Jack. It's my highway.
Played.
Hi, Maggie. Bar burned down.
Yeah. These posers, these four posers right here.
Four guys stand off. 50 bikers. And they're the posers.
Yeah. They burnt down the bar that you built.
It was a shithole. I insured it for twice what it was worth. The guys did me a favor.
We're just following the code that you wrote.
Why do you think I don't wear the colors, Jack? Why do you think I ride alone? You don't know about it anymore.
But I think you all ought to get back on your bikes and go out and ride on the highway until you remember what riding's all about.
Let it go, Jack.
Okay, Pop.
Takes after his mom.
It was like level 12 of Doom.
The posers. What do you guys call yourselves?
No.
You all riding together?
Yeah. What do you call
yourselves?
Wild hogs.
Wild hogs. Well, wild hogs, ride hard or stay home.
Yeah.
Poor guys, lose the watches.
Freedom, baby.
Obviously, I'm not at a plumbing conference in Cleveland, baby.
Oh, really?
Baby, I've been fighting bikers all day. This little Chinese dude bust my nose. I've been slapping bulls.
Bobby, I don't give a damn about you fighting no bulls. Now, I want you to get your ass in that van because we are going home. I cannot believe that you would deceive me
Karen.
Like this. No, Bobby, I want to...
Slow your roll. Look, baby, I love you, okay? But I'm tired of being talked at.
I don't talk at you, Bobby.
Karen,
Bobby,
what's
going
on now? Come on. You feel me?
Okay, baby. All right. I feel you.
But right now, I just need you to show me some love.
Just a little bit of love.
Scrumptious.
You
seriously got in a fight with
bikers? Yeah, a whole bunch of them. We chased them out of town. There was 50 of them. It was, you know, it was something.
I gotta tell the guys about it. It's awesome. I'll be right back. Dad, are you sure you're okay?
Oh, no, you're standing on my foot.
Oh, sorry.
So I'll see you when I get back. I love you.
I love you too, baby.
Get a room, baby.
Can we? Do we have time?
When are you coming back soon?
A biker never knows. Maybe a week. Maybe a month. 6 days, 10 hours, 27 minutes, give or take 6 minutes for wind resistance.
Well, I sure do wish you guys would stick around.
Well, we got some ride to do, Sheriff, but thanks anyway.
Well, I'll just say it. Fellas were a blessing to this place. I mean, I'm not gonna get all emotional like old Hamburger Head over here, Ollie. What did you just call me?
See, when we walked up, you were on my...
You son of a bitch!
Come on, Buck, I swear, that's the first time!
I don't want to hear it.
Well, honestly, you can't.
Ready to ride, guys?
Ready to ride, baby.
Let's see what the West Coast has to offer. Think there'll be any trouble along the way?
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, I like the way you think.
I like the way you think.
I'm okay. I just hurt my face.
And she's already working on my brain.
Cover Home Edition. Now, we've met some incredible families, but this could be the saddest story we've ever seen. This family has lost everything. They've lost their home, lost their history, they've lost their heritage. But this week, we've done something about that. So let's welcome back the Del Fuego family! Jack, 2 months ago, man, you lost the only home you ever knew. But thanks to a phone call from your friends, the Wild Hogs, we built you a new one.
That's so great. You didn't have to mention us. That's...
So you guys know what to say? Say it with me, Buster!
Usually we have some pretty emotional reactions, but Jack, you know, wow. I'm not sure what was going on with Jack.
Oh. Thanks to our friends at Sears and local breweries for providing state-of-the-art taps and a year's supply of free beer.
Was my home. When it went down, I felt homeless.
Here's the thing. You're talking about a bunch of guys that grew up in broken homes. And they really didn't even have a home. And now they've got one with a bidet in it.
Goodbye to yesterday.
souls. Tell this boy which way to go. Got the car, you got the keys. Farewell to mediocrity. Kicking off the cruise control, turning up the radio. Got just enough religion and a half.